Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian. America, we are always a world at war, as I tell you each week on the radio. And tonight, it's Epic Episode 87, and the theme tonight is Will Russia Invade Ukraine? The star date of January 27th, 2022, our Epic Episode 87. We're so glad you're here tonight. The structure of the show is I'll do my monologue, and then we will bring on callers after that and promos. We'll play some great music. All new callers, by the way, get to the front of the line when I'm ready to take your call. And I will announce that as well. So if you're a new caller, you get in front of all my hardcore regulars. Never forget that. Well, welcome again to our Fireside Chat America, where we will talk about the cutting-edge news of the day, and this show is where history comes alive. Now, nearly 50 Marines were booted out of the military this week for refusing the COVID-19 beast vaccines to be considered, to be expected, by Biden and the Democrats. Going forward, just know that your feelings won't matter if you are dead. Now think about that. I said that slowly for everyone to get it and digest it. Your feelings, America, won't matter one iota if you are dead. I told you before, don't do anything crazy. If you're out there in radio land, keep yourself alive where you can thrive. If you're arrested or dead, you're of no use to us. You're of no use to the right wing of America. You're of no use to anyone, including your family. Hold your government accountable as best as you can as we navigate these rough waters in America. Always remember that they work for us, not the other way around. Knowledge is power. Truth is sovereign. Beauty is divine. We may boldly say the Lord is my cosmic guide, and I will fear not what any man shall do unto me. We are all very powerful, and they will feel our power. Now, Biden's more concerned about the Ukrainian border than the southern border in America. Biden is backing Ukraine against mighty Russia. In my book, because Ukraine has dirt on his son, Hunter Biden. This is precisely what's going on. The West and NATO never cared one iota, one lick for Ukraine until Russia got involved. and they will use our troops as cannon fodder to protect the elite scumbags all over the world, the globalists, and our government and their secrets. It's the perfect cover for their theft as well. They want this war badly. They're planning on it happening. Corruption runs very high up the ladder, and this cannot stand forever. So if you're in the Ukraine tonight, you better be ready for literally anything. And that means being shelled at 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning, rockets coming at you, red Soviet beast troops coming at you, firing indiscriminately into towns, neighborhoods, and villages. Who knows what the Russian bear will unleash? Well, we'll now get to the show disclaimer, which I felt it was time in the first part of the year to get out the show disclaimer once again. I say this, love your people, stand for something worthy, and be an extreme noticer of all things. Any posts, reposts, memes, conjecture, callers, or anything of the kind via comunicado may or may not represent the show's actual opinion. Though we try to opine, we will be honest. Well, we have to put it out there. So there's a lot of nefarious people listening in to these broadcasts lately. There is no intent to ever incite violence of any kind or to harm any human is expressly condemned by the Von Wiehan radio show. We're also very kind to animals on my show. We love animals. There's no incitement, no inference, no marching orders of any kind to do any unlawful acts in our so-called liberal, democrat, great society. You listen to the show, you like the show, and that's where the radio waves end. What you do with this information is always up to you as an individual. Ideally, I want you to listen, learn, call into the show, learn all you can, grab all the knowledge you can from anywhere you can find it. Prepare your home, your domicile, your stronghold for what may be coming in the future. But you're not given license ever on my show to do anything nefarious or unlawful. That I want to make adamantly clear to everyone. I always say that politics, there's a natural component to it. A lot of things in history happen naturally, organically, if you will, from the earth. For example, Lexington and Concord. Do we really know who shot that round? History tells us they don't know to this day who shot that round. Well, I'll tell you who. It was a relative of Von Wiehunt who shot that round at Lexington and Concord and propelled the colonies to greatness in this nation. What I'm saying is you look through history, there's all kinds of mysteries and question marks. People will stand up and act and do what they feel they must at the appropriate time. And that is where things happen naturally over time. So we got that behind us. It's good to mention that once in a while because some people can listen to a radio show and get the wrong idea. And by the way, if this show offends you, this show is too much for you, turn the dial. Go back to watching your cartoons are listening to your Rhino talk radio shows with watered down RNC points or Fox News points or CNN points, God forbid. Well, moving forward, as I always do, the show always marches on. Well, let me get this straight, America. Let's get something straight between us. Creepy Joe Biden wants to send American troops to the Ukrainian border because he is worried about a Russian invasion, quote unquote, on that same Ukrainian border, which he holds sacred and which is his foreign policy linchpin and line in the sand. Yet, at the same time, our southern border with Mexico is being invaded daily, and there are no American troops being sent to our nation's borders to protect America from being invaded by the third world. Makes sense, right? Biden is willing to risk a nuclear war with Russia to defend the Ukrainian border. Are you freaking kidding me? Let that one sink in real, real deep, America. Still makes sense, right? Democrat Biden is a reckless warmonger on the world stage, putting our nation at severe risk of attack or miscalculation by a Russian sub or Russian commander in the field. Well, our sovereign borders closer to home remain wide open to the third world. And while that's going on, we know damn well Biden is flying in military age males only, predominantly to many of our Democrat blue coastal cities. Our Democrat blue bicurious cities all over the nation. They're getting ready for something big. Probably some secret society blood ritual sacrifice where they'll arm those men at some point to attack you and your neighborhood. And they're bringing them in by the plane load, thousands and thousands. The whole army is being airlifted into America. So if you're not armed, if you're not ready, if you aren't thinking about this stuff, well, you better be, or you'll be a statistic. You'll be in the dirt, your brains blown out by one of these migrants when they're told to attack you. Because they're being told that you live better than them and it's not fair. You got all this stuff and it's not fair. So why else are they bringing in plane loads of migrants and military age males? You tell me, Mr. and Mrs. America. It's not because we need more busboys and more landscapers. Don't give me that. And don't tell me it's because of too many Americans resigning from their jobs, because you're not going to give those same jobs to unskilled laborers who don't even know the English language, who can't speak our language yet. Or if they can, it's broken English, which may or may not fit the job. Well, the human condition is that man is supposed to abhor and avoid war at all costs, right? Yet, he is attracted to war like moss to the flame every time. And you know that's true. And now some news from the Founding Fathers, Back to the Future. My new history segment, news from the colonies under British control. Now, on January 24th, 1776, a few hundred years back in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Colonel Henry Knox transported 44 cannon and 16 mortars from Fort Ticonderoga over 300 barren miles of frozen mountains and rivers without roads or even wagons. The new Continental Army now has the artillery to besiege Boston. I remember well as I was there. Biden is the installed president. Pelosi shoots her mouth off daily. Our national borders are wide open. Biden's secret flights of military-age males into the country in the dead of night. We are trillions in debt. The country is in ruins. Yes, we know. It is true. We gotta get out of this place, Mr. and Mrs. America. The Von Wien Show will war game it all to the X and Zenith degree. We're on each week at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. There is a war brewing, my friends, and it is between good versus evil. As you are my dramatic wolves who are listening, my comrades in arms, we will defeat them all. The imperial march to more war and chaos is going on all around the globe. You're always a world of war. And tonight, we're broadcasting from my mountain stronghold in a galaxy far, far away, where we leave no stone unturned in our quest for a better future and a better America. Damn right. They say the satanic elites wish for a blood ritual sacrifice on America's shores, the likes of which this country has not seen since the Revolutionary or Civil War. Well now, we will see about that, won't we, gents? We haven't even begun to fight. And history is on our side every time when that fuse is lit. I'm sure many of you heard about the truckers in Canada, the great patriots up north. Well, Caesar has thumbs down on Trudeau in Canada. In the Roman Colosseum of political ideas, his administration is doomed and hated by the people of the great North Country. So go, Canadian truckers, and give them all hell. Well, also report to you that I went to the gun range over the weekend to try out my new weaponry, the Stronghold, and I will report to you that the gun range was packed with patriots arming up and getting familiar with their weapons of choice. And that is what it's all about. Get familiar with your weapons, whether they be armaments, rifles, pistols, daggers, what have you. Get familiar with them. Be safe with them. We're in a defensive war posture right now. Get your ammunition. Get what you need. Get your gear. Practice. Be lawful and be safe around any loaded weapon. And you always know the terminology and the rules of engagement. You always point your gun downrange and never at anyone, loaded or unloaded. And don't trust totally ever unloaded guns. Just a little word of the wise. The tyrannies mount and mount and are stacked high as the people prepare. And we are, like I always tell folks, we are on our own. Our current military has been corrupted in many parts and is degenerate in many segments, though there are still warriors in the ranks as well. In any big national emergency, in my view, no one, and I mean no one, is coming to save us. So prepare like your life depended on it, as it very well might. Now tonight, I wanted to tell you an interesting text message that I received from one of my deep military sources. Now, I can't completely vet this, but I get intel from all over the world and all over the country. Now, my source tells me that he basically knows people in the military, active duty, and he says that Gitmo, as you know, in Cuba, is operated by the U.S. Marine Corps. And he says that there are still some black hats in the U.S. military to deal with. He says the white hats are holding back until the one-year anniversary on which Biden was inaugurated back on January the 20th of last year. Interesting. He claims that there's 100 National Guard troops are being sent to Gitmo. They will be internal guards, and it will serve from February to November. Now, this has been reported elsewhere in the news, so it's not classified or anything of that kind, but it hasn't been widely reported. I have seen it on the internet. So, what's really going on? I asked him. You know, we hope it's not one of those fantasies, but he claims that more MP guards will be needed at Gitmo as a big roundup is coming up. He says, if you know what I mean. Interesting conjecture, interesting text message. Sounds to me like they're expanding Gitmo, getting more guards there for more prisoners. Very interesting. I told him I hope it's not against the patriots, and I hope it's for the real enemies of America. He seemed to agree. That's what he's hearing through his grapevine of many sources. But who knows? We'll find out soon enough if that was accurate military intel or not. But it's worth saying for what it's worth, I always say. We get a lot of information. I do not disseminate it all to you on the radio, but things like that from a trusted source I will announce from time to time. But we get a lot of things that that never make the light of day. And I will be the final arbiter of what's announced and what's not. So, a government contractor tells us why Biden is hiding illegal immigrants in these bringing in flights into America in the dead of night. And this also got out in some circles on the internet. He said, if this ever gets out, the American government is betraying the American people. His words, not mine. He said, I get the whole secrecy thing, and this kind of stuff is above my effing pay grade. Because he says, look, there's a little bit of this and that that's going on. I get bits and pieces of it. Mainly these things, these flights, stay under the radar, which doesn't really work too well when you are talking to people with body cams and things of that nature. But he said that a lot of this stuff is really down low, and people aren't told because they do not want to attract attention. They don't want the media involved. And they don't want anyone to know. Well, you're on the Von Wiehent show, so you made it to at least radio media, and we will broadcast it. But for what it's worth, again, interesting. Now, the New York Times reports that Biden is going to forestall Russian aggression against Ukraine by deploying between 1,000 and 5,000 U.S. troops on Russia's border and is prepared to increase the number of troops tenfold to up to 50,000 soldiers. Now, the Russian army would eat up this small number of troops very quickly. But clearly the purpose of the deployment is not military. The purpose is to heighten the Russian threat in the minds of the people in America in advance of a false flag event, in my view, that will be blamed on Putin and the Kremlin by rogue government forces, possibly in our country. You heard it here first, folks. They're ginning up this war with Ukraine. They're ginning up Putin, Russia, invasion. They're bringing up the terror threat. They're invoking trauma in the minds of the American people. It's one big psyop to get you all ginned up, terrified, walking around with mental terror of what's going to happen. And that's trauma. Well, if Biden wants to deter Russia, all he really needs to do is give Russia the security guarantees that she says she needs. The big question tonight is, why does Biden want Russia to feel and be so insecure? Isn't it enough that our ICBMs over in Europe can reach Moscow in 5 to 7 minutes? Isn't that enough of a threat coming from NATO? But we seem to want Russia to be completely stripped of all defenses, which is not logical, which would never happen. But it seems to be what they want. And I pose that question to you rhetorically to think about, because we are creating a situation where somebody could gravely miscalculate. Because unfortunately right now, peace in the region in Ukraine is not the end goal, and war seems to be what the global elite powers want in the Ukraine region. Well, they always talk about the collapse of America, right? See all these videos and articles. But here's the deal. The USSR, back in its heyday, before mighty Russia took the forefront under Putin, was much better prepared for collapse than the United States today. The United States is soft, has a soft underbelly. Its citizens are dumbed down. Its kids are not being taught any history in schools. They only know it's on social media, if that. Pretty pathetic. Well, most people don't know. The cause of the problem is obvious. In 2014, the U.S., in an attempt to deprive mighty Russia of her Black Sea naval base, overthrew Russian-friendly and, I will say, a democratically elected Ukrainian government that began a war against the Russian inhabitants of the Donbass region of eastern Ukraine, which was formerly part of Russia that had been transferred during the Soviet era into the Soviet Union's Ukrainian province. So we were meddling over there much earlier, before Putin ever put troops on the border. You got to ask yourself, what did America do to create this situation? Didn't our founding fathers tell you time and time again to avoid foreign entanglements? George Washington did, and all the founding fathers did. Avoid foreign debacles. Avoid foreign fiascos. And avoid foreign wars and entanglements. That's what I say. Now, there's a lot of things that are going on. It's been widely reported in military circles that Russia has now deployed up to 75% of its combat power to the Ukrainian border, even redeploying units 4,000 miles in Siberia near the Chinese border to Gomel Belarus. Do not be in any doubts about how incredibly serious this is. Moving men, tanks, planes, ships, and materiel costs millions of rubles to move things across the country. Now, the American and Western media, it was purposely neglecting to report this story in full, but if they do, they normally wrap it in a COVID story to begin with. And why it's not on every front page newspaper is beyond me, because it makes more sense when you know that our national news has been largely hijacked and compromised and is corrupt and is dominated by uber-liberal Democrats and Marxists who want to give you, Mr. and Mrs. America, a false sense of security via the normalcy bias. That is what's really going on. Well, we're glad you're here tonight. We have a big, big show for you. The march to war is all over the world. So tonight, we will start the show with the Imperial March. Yes. There are always wars and more rumors of wars, right? Now, in the state of Georgia, the constitutional amendment banning non-citizens to vote failed in the Georgia Senate. Very interesting. Well, the Democrat left wing wants any resident, keyword, of a community, another keyword, to vote regardless of their legal status. And the so-called right wing in America only wants bona fide citizens to vote and not any resident that was criminal enough to cross our border illegally, bottom line. Civil unrest will then result eventually and naturally between the residents who were taught and promised, absolutely promised, that they can vote in all of our elections without question, and bona fide citizens who only want people with a real stake in the country and community to vote in the local, state, and national elections and to elect their so-called power brokers to govern over them. The Democrat left wing wants any resident of a community to vote regardless of their legal or citizen status. Just know that going forward. Well, a big article this week was also called Brace Yourself for Impact. The word impact's been used a lot in all of the media stories. What's coming down the pike? Is it an asteroid? Is it an economic collapse? A dollar collapse? A UN invasion? When you see UN troops amass at the American border, like the Ukrainian border, that should wake up all of this country, you would think. That should wake everyone up. But they say brace yourself for impact. A Luciferian elite, the elites in all over the world want to launch a great collapse of Western civilization. We'll see about that. Well, you know, time is running out on the false reality in which most Americans live when the corporate-owned mainstream media starts to report some of the things that we in the alternative media and radio media have been reporting for years. We've been reporting for years that America is heading towards civil unrest, possibly civil war, or a second American Revolution. And so the news basically is catching up to the radio stations. And they're now starting to put on things they would never, ever, ever put out there. And by the way, I hear a lot of talk radio during the week, and I get a lot of invites to to go on some shows and things, and some I decline, but some I go on. But basically, I'm noticing that a lot of the shows are bringing up themes that this show has been talking about for years. And they're almost using my verbiage word for word. Very strange. But actually, imitation is the highest form of flattery. So we're getting to them. We're getting to their program directors. They're starting to notice that we have a lot of listeners that are out there. We're in 15 countries. And by the way, I've noticed a lot of people go back after the live show and our hits on the shows from even way back go up exponentially with listeners. People are going back to hear what you said and what I said back last fall, last summer, last year, and the year before that. The numbers keep going up. They're going back in the archives. They're wanting to listen what was going on at this time or that time. Interesting. Well, the Chinese Communist Party has announced that they are going to allow their people to have 3 kids. It's not because they're benevolent and they're pro-family. It's because they're going to need their Chinese people to have kids to get ready for all the wars that are brewing in the South China Sea area. They're getting their people ready for war because they know damn well 2 out of 3 kids are probably going to die in the future wars that China has planned. It's not because they want more mouths to feed or they want large families in China. When I was a kid, China had a one-child rule. They only had one kid, and that was it. China, at the same time, is locking down its ports, meaning that many products that America has come to depend on, China of all places, to supply us with, will not be found on store shelves in the weeks and months ahead. You've already heard of the supply chain disruptions on this show and elsewhere, and you better get stocked up. You better get prepared now, because this might be the impact that they keep talking about. The United States, I'll break it to you, is no longer a self-sustaining country. America is a joke in many eyes, in many places in the world. Critically important products like life-saving antibiotics are shipped into the United States via China. It will take months, perhaps years, for the U.S. to gear up their industry, even barely capable of churning out these items in bulk in the future. China is affecting the U.S. supply chain as they affected COVID and the virus and everything else. Well, you can't whine about not getting your voting rights legislation, America. You can't whine about it not being passed, because it means elections will be unfair per the Democrats with their plans, their agenda. And they'll simultaneously tell anyone and everyone that the 2020 election was 100% legitimate. It's what your national media is telling you. And that election was 100% legitimate. And you better accept it. And if you don't, you're crazy for thinking it wasn't. That is the big lie. That is the media's big lie. They want you to believe that whopper, that big lie, that there wasn't even 99.8% legit. No, 100% legitimate. And the only mistake is that more and more, D.C., the District of Criminals, is not really viewed by many Americans as even being on American soil. Many say it's a foreign entity inside the United States. And we've been tricked about this for years and years. I've told you, when congressmen go to Washington, D.C., they're told they work for the Washington, D.C. corporation and not for those hillbillies who voted for you in flyover country. And they go up there, and within 1 year, if not 1 month or 1 day, they do a complete 180, and they start selling us out and getting payoffs and getting bribes or doing other things in the corruption realm. And that is where America is at right now. With that, let's go to the phones. Let's go to the Irish pirate who's been waiting, or tech wizard, who, by the way, he owes the show a few fun packs. How you doing, Irish? Are you there? I hear you, Irish pirate. Going once. Going twice. I can't hear you. We'll come back to you. Irish, we'll come back to you. You weren't coming through the phone. Let's go to Gunslinger, who's been stirring up the show lately, from Texas. How you doing, sir?
Oh, pretty good here, except the country's falling apart at the hands of Biden boy, you know.
Yes.
What's new, it is. What's new these days? You know, this idiot here is, you know, he's like you were saying earlier, he wants more troops in Ukraine, okay? Well, what about the southern border here in Texas and in Arizona and all the way up to California? How about putting some troops there? That would make a better idea.
Thank you.
I think it would. Okay. Because, you know, these people are that's coming across this border are worse than what's going on over there in Ukraine. Okay. There are tens of thousands of these idiots coming through here. Okay. And they just disappear. Oh, we'll give you a court date 5 years from now. You think these idiots are going to come back in 5 years for their court date? Yeah.
Right. It's a big joke.
Yeah. It is a big joke. The whole system that regulates that border situation is a big joke. Now, it wasn't a big joke when Trump was there, President Trump, okay, because he knew what to do, okay? He was doing it. Whether you want to love him, hate him, I don't care. I don't care if it was Santa Claus in there in that office. As long as he said that what he was going to do, he did it. 99% of the things he did, he said, then he did it. Okay, there's a few things he didn't.
Right,
you know, he's perfect. He damn sure ain't God. Okay, that's obvious. Okay, but the majority of the things that he promised, he did fulfill. Okay, and that one of them was putting the wall on the southern border. That was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Okay, because you cannot have a country without a border. Go look at those other countries over there. I mean, they're just third world cesspools, you know what I'm talking about. Okay?
Right.
And the ones that do have the borders over there, you try to get into those countries and they'll shoot your ass. Okay? They got machine guns on the border. Okay, they don't mess around. So when you have an idiot like this that is hell-bent on destroying and disrupting this country, was there a supply chain shortage under Trump? Was there a fuel prices out the wall under Trump?
Hell no.
No. Here around locally, the gas was $1.97, something like that, a gallon. And everything was great.
Yeah,
manufacturing coming back. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, manufacturing was coming back in this country. We was well respected, like we were supposed to, all around the world. Okay, I just filled up a 100-pound propane bottle day before yesterday, and it was $85 for 27 gallons.
Ouch!
Yeah, yeah.
That
was $3.
Hey, I want to read you something, gunslinger.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to read you this, and I want to get your take on it. Have you or anybody you know, or anybody out there in Radio Land, if you have, call the show tonight and let us know. A lot of people are getting these phishing texts and emails on their phone. Are you getting a text or a phishing email that says things like, we're for the Trump campaign, they're acting like they're from the Trump campaign, and why haven't you told us your name for social media that you use so we can put you in our database? They want to know who the Trump operatives are out there in America who are active politically. And I think these are phishing texts by Biden or the Democrat Party. What are your thoughts?
Now that you mentioned,
are you getting
those?
I do
have. Yes, I'm getting those same things. You know, yeah.
I've got several of them.
Support. Yeah, I get.
It's like
I get a couple a day. Yeah, right. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's. So,
but
yeah,
those are phishing texts to hack into your phone and find out who you're talking to. Those are from nefarious groups, Biden, Democrat Party. There are many, many minions. And so when you get those, don't tell them what handles or names you use on social media. Don't give them anything about you. And sometimes you walk up to your phone and the phishing text is already there, I've noticed, before you even click on it. Has that ever happened to you? Do you get those?
I get those. Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. They are a fishing expedition. We all know what fishing expeditions, and I don't mean going on the ocean and catching, you know, fish. It's like with cops. You know, with cops,
right.
They pull you over for no reason. They're on a fishing expedition. They're trying to put that bait out there and that hook and see what they could hook when they pull you over. And 90% of the times, okay, what the fishing expedition is. I've been stopped by that for no apparent reason. I mean, what the hell? What did I do wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. Well, we didn't come to a complete stop at that stop sign. Bullshit. I got three witnesses in the car that says I did. So that's a fishing expedition. And then they run your license and your insurance and all that garbage, you know. So they're just trying to find something that they can nail you with. Of course, you know, it means money to them. Money.
That's right.
That's right. So
that's right. You know. We have talked about these groups, and they use legal lawfare. Again, their whole goal is to destroy you people, destroy you economically, financially, get a, you know, sue you or get you arrested or bring you into a wider dragnet. You know, for example, we'll bring up January 6th again. All the people that went there were basically set up as pawns. They were set up and trapped. They were marched down to the Capitol grounds, and they were fed into the Capitol, ushered in by Capitol Police, waved on through, and the minute they step on those grounds, every single person is going to get arrested. They had federal charges waiting for everybody. Federal criminal trespass of government buildings in session. And they got you. They had it perfectly timed. It was the perfect setup. And unfortunately, you know, the Trump people fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And they were shoved in there, shoved into the Matrix, shoved into the Roman Colosseum where the lions came out, you know, and the sword, and they were slaughtered. They're going to be slaughtered. And they're still going after. There's already, I think, up to almost 800 people have been arrested, latest count, and they want more. They want more. They want more bodies. They want their pound of flesh, man. Now, talk about a setup. Talk about an ambush. Oh, my God. They were all ambushed legally. That famous word, legally. Crazy times, gunslinger. You know? What's your thoughts about that and anything else? Go for it. Floor is yours.
You know, that, you know, especially when you were saying about the phone, Texas text and everything, you know, that, you know, that the cell phone, the smartphone, is one of the greatest spy inventions ever been perceived by mankind. Okay. I know I'm a master electrician, electrical engineer. I know how things work. Okay. And just because the thing is off doesn't mean that it's off. Okay. Always assume
that's right.
It's on. Even when the thing says off.
That's right.
Okay. That EEPROM in there and all that stuff and them electronics, they're still active. Okay. And the best thing to do is pull your battery out. If you can. Now, even the other new ones, you can't pull the battery out because they're sealed in there. I wonder why. Hint, hint, wink, wink. So you can't turn them off, you know, completely off.
Right.
Pretty soon, people are going to have to put their phones in a Faraday cage. You know what a Faraday cage is, okay, to completely block signal out. Okay, you won't be able to receive anything. That's what a Faraday cage is. Okay, it stops all the incoming or even outgoing signals from a cell phone. Track you and trace. You talk about tracking and tracing. Okay, I mean, gee whiz. I mean, people do not realize how they are traced and tracked on a daily basis. If you take your cell phone to your bathroom, they know exactly what corner your commode's sitting in. Okay, because that cell phone is being PS located. Okay, right to your toilet. Okay, and it can probably hear it flush. Oh yeah, it can.
Wait a minute. God,
it's got speakers and all. My God, I didn't think I'm writing. It's crazy. People do not.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they do not realize.
They're being tracked like wild animals.
Exactly.
Love
you know
it.
What they put the little tags on wild animals and snakes and bears and stuff, and they track them through the
right.
wilderness. You're being done the same thing, and you're willing to do it by getting those cell phones.
That's
using
right.
Those cell phones, okay? I don't think we could do
the new Hunger Games in America. God. Hey, Gunslinger, thanks a lot, man. I want to get Kat from Canada on to talk about this trucking freedom convoy. Going around
one
the country.
Thing, you know, Piglosi is trying to go for re-election. What? Oh, my God. Here we go again. Yeah. Catch you later.
I know, man. Thank you, Gunslinger. Appreciate you, man. Great call, as always. From the great Republic of Texas. Let's get a Kat from Canada. Talking about the convoy of truckers, patriots, going coast to coast there in Canada. Kat, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay, Vaughn. How are you?
Fantastic. Doing good.
Good.
Tell us about, tell the folks out there about Canada and the truckers and what you've heard and seen, if you could.
Well, I'll have to tell you, I'm really only on Telegram. I'm not really on any other sort of social media.
Okay.
It's all a buzz. Apparently the whole world is watching. So,
they are.
But, so truckers are coming out in the thousands, and, apparently there's people on every single overpass, just people are coming out of the woodworks like crazy, to support them. So, this is actually
right.
the first time that I've seen this many people actually coming out, and in the bitter cold too. It was bitterly cold today. Yeah.
Love that.
I'm afraid I got to be a little bit of a black pill though.
Oh yeah.
Well, people might think that I'm a little bit pessimistic, but you know what? We've been through stuff like this before, not to this magnitude. But we had, you know, some hot shot constitutional lawyer that was going to take on the whole government, even the Queen. That amounted to nothing. And then there was this big case in Alberta where, you know, his last name was King. Can't think of his first name.
Mm-hmm.
But it was proven in court that this is all based on funk science, and it was against our Charter of Rights, and that was a huge win. And every single time, it gives people what we call hopium, right? We think, oh yes, we
mm-hmm.
won, but really, it hasn't got us anywhere. We've had little reprieves here and there, but then it comes back harder and stronger. So, it's like what you said.
I just wrote
right?
in the chat log about hopium. And folks, we have a chat log. If you're listening, go in there. Hopium, what a cool word. It's true.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I didn't come up
right.
with it, actually. I didn't come up with it, but it's true. People are hung up on this hopium that, you know, there's a political solution, and well, we sure showed them. But, at the end of the day, communist leaders don't really care about what the people think. So, apparently
she
was in hiding.
He probably should be.
It's a little bit.
The whole country hates him and has turned on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we didn't elect
you know,
him in. Our voting is just as secure as yours. We didn't vote him in.
Right, exactly. And trust me, the patriots of this country know that Trudeau was installed in Canada as your overlord. He's a globalist, part of the Klaus Schwab school there in Europe, World Economic Forum, as all these leaders were, Dern, Trudeau, and others, all went to the Klaus Schwab school of governance.
Mm-hmm.
And they set these, yeah, you can actually research it. They set these young politicians, they sent them over to Europe under Klaus Schwab and his very influential now World Economic Forum, and he taught them that there was going to be a coming pandemic and how to lock down your societies, and that's why they all operated in unison, from the Australia Prime Minister to Ardern in New Zealand to Trudeau in Canada. I think even Boris went in the UK and others. They all went to that school. And when these things went down, they're all communicating and emailing of the proper procedure. And that's why all those countries acted in unison. It's pretty amazing stuff. But Americans know and patriots know. Yeah. We all know that Trudeau is not your real leader. Go ahead.
No,
I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, well, it's funny because they use the same Operation Lockstep. They just use different words, right? So code words for their lockdowns and stuff. But yeah, it's pretty much the same. But yeah, you were talking before about the collapse. We all know that that's coming, and the way I see this is it's accelerating it. In a way that, thousands of truckers are sitting in Ottawa for however long. So things aren't getting shipped. People aren't getting the supplies they need. Farmers aren't getting the feed they need for their stock. Grocery stores are emptying without being restocked. So it will accelerate things. If I look back on the last 2 years of how, you know, they give us a little bit of reprieve and then they come back harder and stronger and then they give us a little bit of a reprieve. Someone actually, I was talking to a friend and she had a really good analogy. Did you know the frog in the boiling water? So so we're the frogs and, we start complaining. So they turn the heat down a little bit and then, you know, we get comfortable. It's a nice cozy hot tub. But then they crank the heat hotter than it was before. This mm-hmm. is the biggest that I've seen, the most people coming out, the most resistance. I don't know. It is kind of reminiscent of January 6th. They've got people warning the crowd, don't cause any trouble. I mean, it's not going to take much for people to get triggered these days to not go into Parliament. Don't try to storm it. They're going to arrest you. It all seems kind of like deja vu a little bit. So, who knows what can happen? We'll
true.
I'm not trying to predict what's going to happen, but they're going to give us a victory, quote unquote victory, and then everyone's going to settle back into comfort, right? That, you know, they take five freedoms away from us. Just easy numbers. They'll take five freedoms away from us. We complain, so they give two back, and everyone's thank goodness we got our two freedoms back. Like no. They didn't give
That's
us
right.
back everything. We're still slaves.
That's
they
right.
They still control us.
That's right.
Yeah. So
that's right.
We're
not as free as we think we are, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah. I know everyone's all excited, and it is kind of refreshing to see more people being non-compliant, because in my area, people just comply just to – you know, we're Canadians. We're nice people. We don't want to ruffle feathers. We don't like confrontation. So we just do what we're told and, you know, be a good little goy. It is kind of refreshing that people are actually resisting a little bit. But I think that I'm a little bit hesitant to hope for anything major to come out of this.
I agree with that. We'll see. I mean, and the trucker thing is what I mean when I say that happened organically. That happened naturally. I mean, yeah, there was some organization, but I mean, those things will spawn all over the place. We hope there is, you know, in America and in Canada, some lasting remnants of that that will stick to the pavement, so to speak. But I'm under the same, you know, intel as you, that most people will feel placated. They'll feel like they won something. They actually did something. They took some overt action. The government will cede a little bit of power back to people. Once they all go back home and everything resumes back to normal, then they'll resume their draconian, you know, anti-freedom practices again and again and again.
Right, right. Because, well, we all know what their end goal is, right? We all know what their agenda is. So they're not just going to stop because...
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good point.
There's also... There's some sketchy things going on. There's a lot of people that are taking advantage of this. We've got some so-called journalists. They're freelance journalists, but they're asking for donations because they want to go up to Ottawa to cover the story. So they're asking their followers for donations. That's called grifting. There's a lot of new terms I've been learning over the last 2 years. And also, I don't understand this GoFundMe thing going on. Their goal was to raise $6 million. They actually got over $6 million the last I've seen for the truckers. I'm not sure what they need $6 million for. That's a lot of money because people are also donating their homes, their bathrooms, their food.
There's that number again, so, 6 million. Is that
yeah,
number always comes
million.
Up in the news? six million. Six million. You know, it's always 6 million. Well, 1.5 million.
Yep.
Why not 7.2 million? No, it's
not
6
10,
million.
Six. Yeah.
Five, not
exactly.
10. Not that magical number, 6 million. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can't make this stuff up. Well, Kat, thanks for calling from Canada. Appreciate your call.
Yeah.
And have a great night.
Yeah, same to you.
Same here.
Yep,
thank
bye.
You. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Kat. Catwoman from Canada had some great points, and she brings up a lot of things that American patriots have talked about, too. As I said before, we hope that cooler heads prevail. We do hope that things can stay peaceful, but I tell you, to prepare, because in history has a mind of its own, and things will happen as they always have throughout history. We are not immune because we live in the digital age to history. And there are some people who believe, and maybe rightly so, that we cannot continue to vote our way out of this mess or that political mess, and that these governments have an agenda, an axe to grind against the people. And many people believe that. It's called the black pill. I can't blame them. Because you look at the situation, and every year we cede ground. The people retreat. More and more of your liberties are taken away. More and more of your freedoms are taken away. And the government says, well, you can't do this. And you got to wear a mask. And you got to get your COVID shot. And you got to get your booster shot. And you got to do this. And you got to do that. Okay? Big brother out of control. Now, having said that, and you know it's true, don't you? You feel it, don't you? You can't go anywhere in the world because everywhere you go, it's under the same pretense. But the deal is this. You better get prepared for what's coming in our lifetimes. People will say, well, I'm ripped now. I'm ready to go. Well, maybe you are. But history, as I've said before, and current events do not have to conform to your personal workout schedule where you feel buff and you feel ready for whatever reason. understand that these things take on a life of their own. And we, again, our 2022 election is coming up next fall. And there's already rumors of it being tainted and jaded and tales of corruption and weird voting machine testing patterns have already come out. Okay. So like I told you before, if you can't get the 2020 election right and the elections before that, don't expect the ones going forward to be perfecto, senor. Because the elections are mucho, mucho importante, right? In the election world. Because we're going to be voting in 2024 for our El Presidente. Are we going to be like a banana republic with banana republic voting machines? You really trust the machines we have now? You really trust the voters or the vote counters we have now? And yes, I'm not sure I trust all those dead voters to vote for Trump or anybody else on the Republican ticket, let's just say. I'm not sure I trust the whole system. And as that trust erodes and evaporates, the Democrats can't stand it because they say, how dare you even impugn the integrity of our voting machines and our voting rights and our sacred democracy. Well, I would tell them to their face that we don't live in a democracy. We live in a constitutional republic. It's not a pure democracy. They are idiots. They are morons in our media, and they know it. Now, we call it a democracy because Americans are lazy and they don't want to enunciate all the syllables of a constitutional republic. They'll just call it a democracy for short. I get that too. But my thing is that this is headed to a brick wall at some point. Well, we're glad you called the show. We have some more callers to get to. We'll do some promos. We'll do a station break. If you're out there in Radio Land, I want you to call 563-999-3437. I promise we'll get you on the air.
I'll tell you what, tune in and don't miss the Von Wehunt Show on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'll tell you, Von Wehunt is on the radio, darkskyradio.com, and he's on Blog Talk Radio, baby. That's right, tune in.
And now some news from ancient Rome.
The news from ancient Rome. From the house of Blog Talk Radio, under the protection of Pompey Magnus and Julius Caesar, the Roman Senate is in session tomorrow. Be aware, no dishonor will be tolerated. And now, by order of the Senate, Gaius Julius Caesar has decreed that the Von Wehunt Show must be listened to each Thursday night at 8 p.m., all good Roman citizens are bound by this ruling and to do the enemies of the show harm, and only if they are able. Those that do not listen to the show will be considered enemies of Rome. Wolf Studio Productions will be supplying the show with great promos as well. The finery of Rome will be on display. No prostitutes. Actors or unclean tradesmen need apply. This is Roman decree for the Von Wehunt Show. A public banquet will be held in his honor by Caesar, and may the odds bless him and his listeners for 1,000 years.
God, I love that. I love news from ancient Rome. Well, we have a little promo from a trucker. I'm not sure if he's Canadian, but we'll play it regardless.
Well, now, howdy, America. I drive a truck or rig and tractor trailers and known on a super slab in and out of every state in the union to keep Trump's nation, America, strong and proud, to deliver the food and supplies needed by and for my patriot friends and family in flyover country. Now, when I'm on the road, I do a lot of things to pass the time, but the best way to pass the time is to tune into the Von Wehunt Show and podcast whenever I get the chance. I make sure my rig is fueled up, cleaned up, and tuned up, and always ready to go. I'm always avoiding the NSA drones and the Manchurian candidates on the highway and homeless people, the zombie apocalypse, who are really foreign agents in disguise. No one can fool me. And no one can fool Von Weehunt. Together, we'll forge the nation and make it great again and America proud. In God we trust. My mama didn't raise a fool. That's why I tune in whenever I can. Now y'all take care. I'll be on the road riding tall and heavy and proud, getting America what it needs. 10-4.
For good buddy, and now some news from outer space.
We come from way out past Alpha Centauri, and as we're here on planet Earth observing your ways, we're listening to the Von Weehunt Show. It's on the Internet Radio Galaxy.
Yeah, you never know they're going to have the fake alien invasion to for you to give up more of your freedoms and more of your liberties, correct? Well, with that, we had some fun with the promos. Now get back to the phones and back to business and get to the Paul the Gladiator from his compound in North Phoenix. Gladiator, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Good,
what's
man,
going on, man?
Good. Burning the midnight oil here, finishing up my work day. As
I know. Love it.
Yeah.
Big hours, big paycheck, buddy.
That's right. Listening
what
to the
is
show
happening?
Just listening to the show, finishing up work, stealing the money, and moving on with my life. I'm trying to get through this pandemic. It keeps passing me outside the windows. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right? So I've been inside my property, you know, growing aloe vera, growing my orange tree, and working out and working, and man, I can't wait for the Democrats to let the pandemic pass by so we can get back to normal life, you know?
Right. Exactly. Hey, now you and I were talking this week, among with others, about this phishing email, and I brought it up during the monologue in the first hour, and you wanted to say a few things about that too, about these weird text messages that many, many millions of Americans are getting trying to get your social media account information. What else could you elaborate on of that tonight?
Yeah, man, like we were talking about, I mean, this is a big phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, a phishing expedition, because they're going after our cell phones, let alone the email inboxes. But when you see a picture of Trump and it's from a 757 Virginia, or a 410 Maryland, or a 202 Washington, D.C., and they're like, hey, you did not give us your social media contact for Donald Trump yet. I know for a fact, I started researching some of the phone numbers, I know for a fact these are phishing expeditions by our Democratic government, the Democrats that are running the FBI, the CIA, it's Merrick, you know, that SOB Merrick and his people, and they just want to connect anybody and everybody to any of the doings on January 6th last year or any event around the country. They will research all your social media, charge you with aiding and abetting if you knew of anything, for a conspiracy to commit, you know, being a part of, and you got to just delete these numbers off your phone and block them from your phone. As soon as one comes in, make sure you block that number from future, because if you open it and you respond, they'll actually grab everything on your cell phone, and then they have a reason to now investigate you. Don't be surprised if you respond to those that you're under an IRS audit, that they are looking into your social media. It'll happen within the next, you know, 3 years before they get out of power here, out of the White House, because even if we take the House and the Senate back, right, which we should in November, they still hold the White House and the power and the keys to the CIA and the FBI and Homeland Security. I mean, they're all coming after you. They have major buildings in San Diego, Seattle, Atlanta, Houston, New York City, Baltimore, Miami. They have these massive lines and wires that come in from the shores of the ocean and go all throughout the country. They're checking everything you do, cell phone, email. You know, you got to be careful about your computers. Turn off your microphones and cameras on your laptops and computers because they're all built in now. They can actually just watch you and listen to you at any moment they want to. Turn them off constantly. Make sure they're turned off. Yeah, man. It's dangerous.
It's true.
Yeah.
I know. And they want to spy on everybody more and more and more. It's ridiculous, man. And, you know, it's all part of their darker agenda. They want to amass data on Americans. They want to get it any way they can. And they've got a lot of Americans to voluntarily give it over, you know, and give it up. And that's also where we're at. We have a population that is slow to catch on to this stuff, you know. And tell all your friends to tune in and call in to the Von Wien Show. We're one of the few, extremely few, tip of the spear shows that will talk about these things. Again, I listen to other talk shows to listen to them, to critique them, to see what they're saying. Some are good. Some put out some good information. Most of them, though, are, you know, I mean, I heard one national radio guy talked about his ham sandwich for 20 freaking minutes. And then he talked about his seamstress and he talked about his neighbor. And they'll talk about crap like that, which is okay once in a while, but every day, 3-4 hours a day, these are in big national radio shows. I don't want to announce her name because they'll probably get mad, but yeah, it's just, I mean, I actually timed them talking about this stuff, and I go, wow. And also, more of those shows are taking, God forbid, more calls from the audience. See, me as a host, as Paul knows, I always loved taking calls from the audience. Love it. Love it. Can't get enough of it. You know, but mostly it's big, big rhino shows. They're afraid to talk to the real people of America. And then I catch them tongue-tied so many times with the people who are talking, and they don't know how to respond or what to say back, you know? And there are people that think like us. And I'm going, bravo. And that guy's like, well, we have to cut to a commercial break, Bob. You know? It's hilarious.
Right.
They don't know how to respond.
Yep. They're afraid. You know, they're stuck behind their cell phone and their computer as well. Even though they're a radio talk show host, you would think they would get away from that, but they can't. And they, you know, they fall in the trap of most people. You know, verbal communication is a lost art nowadays. You and I both know that. They don't really want to verbally communicate. You know, they do because they have to. But, you know, most of those radio talk show hosts, if I walked into that studio and I threw a shovel in their hand, they wouldn't know how to go dig a hole to create anything in this world anyway. All they do is bitch and complain. They have no idea how to manufacture and create. You know what I mean?
That's right. So, that's right. And then the program director is normally some twit who will say, I can't believe you said that. I can't believe you did that. How dare you attack my host? You know, screw you. You know, Paul, you're right. They wouldn't know what the hell to do, man. It's funny as hell.
Yeah, there's, you know, creativity in this country, whether it's, you know, creating a manufacturing facility or, you know, creating a business or creating jobs. I mean, and you don't even have to be in for it for the money. Maybe you create jobs because you want to help everybody earn money. That's fine, too. You don't have to be a pure capitalist. You know, you don't have to want to get rich. But just the creativity in this country is at such a stagnant pace. And, you know, I felt it increasing under Trump the first 3 years before the Chinese government and the Democrats shut everything down for the regular flu, which they called COVID, and then they actually created the bat flu and then fucking sent that out of China. And, you know, then now, I mean, nobody wants to create anything under Biden. He's going to overtax you anyways, number one. And you can't get anybody to work for you, number two, because the Biden administration is telling them to sit home unless they have 14, SM-102 cancer shots put in them. I was talking to a friend of mine earlier. You know, I was like, look, I want to go to Hawaii soon. Like, I used to go every 3 years. But, you know, you need a vaccine card to get in Hawaii. You can't even fly in. You can't even – they won't let you off the plane, right? So now I got to hire – now I got to hire a really, really good forger to make a forged copy to get into Hawaii, number one, right? Number two, everybody is getting vaccine. I can't – even the Republicans are getting vaccine. Like, pure nationalists are getting vaccine. And this SM-102, we've talked about this in the past. You know, this is HB Chemical. Cayman Chemical Company had created the HB Chemicals, created the SM-102 out of it. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, it all came to them as this vaccination base. Well, a vaccination, you can't vaccine the flu. You can't vaccine the cold, and you can't vaccine the flu. Forget it. You can't do it. You'll never be able to do it. Then they convinced everybody that this is a quote-unquote vaccine, but it's pure cancer drug, and they are going to make they're making nothing on the shot of the SM-102, right? What they call the vaccine, we call it cancer shot. But how can Colin Powell, a day after getting his second booster, die? How can comedians, right? I mean, how many comedians have died in the last 2 weeks, right? And it's always after they got their first shot or their booster shot within 2 days. And how many other famous people that got these shots have died? And then people don't
put Betty White died.
Together? Huh?
Yeah, Betty White died, and then a week later Bob Saget died, and now Louis Anderson died. They're dropping flies.
I'll give Betty White the fact that she was, 100. That's fine. But Louis Anderson was 64. And Saget was like 63. And Colin Powell was super healthy at 73. You know? I mean, these are healthy guys. Three healthy guys got their original cancer shot and then their booster cancer shot, and they're dead within days. That's not a coincidence, people. That's called evidence, not coincidence, evidence, right? I mean,
depopulation to me.
Get this cancer shot, please, because they're hoping that number one, I don't think they want anybody to die from it, but it is a fucking cancer shot. Pardon my French.
Yeah, it is.
But they want to get people sick 2, 3, 4 years from now. Take a look at India. They got the SM-102 shot. Remember, everybody, we talked about this 5, 6 years ago, 50 million free shots from the Fauci Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all out of the Wuhan Viral Institute, 5 and 6 years ago, 50 million free shots. India is dropping like flies. They stopped announcing when the daily rate hit 100,000 cases a day of quote-unquote COVID-19, right? And then people were lining up in the streets. They had no oxygen. They were doing funeral pyres in the streets of India everywhere because nobody could get into the hospitals. And there's bodies in the Ganges River. You can go to the satellite images and see that. And all of a sudden, India is not in the news anymore. You don't see anything about India.
No, nothing. Blackout.
Blackout.
Total blackout.
India is done, everybody. You have no idea how bad India is. Go research it. I research, okay? I went and found photos. I went and found videos. Larry showed me some videos, too. They're out there if you research deep enough. Don't go to the first page of Google. Go to page 4,971, okay? It's on there, right? Spend a little time and find out what's going on in your planet. This is the only planet you're ever going to have, so you might as well take a look at it. rather than, you know, your four walls inside your house wearing a mask because fucking stupid Uncle Joe says it, right? I mean,
right.
Come on, let's go, Brandon, right? Let's go, Brandon.
Right. Let's go, Brandon, whoever the hell you are.
Right? Whoever.
Oh, thank you, man.
Whoever the you are. All right, man. Good talking to you.
Whoever you are, Brandon. Paul, awesome call, man. Thanks so much.
Thanks, man. Everybody have a great night.
You know it. Awesome. Great call there from the Gladiator. We'll get to Lincoln here in a moment. Folks, is it the final bell for America? The final bell for the Western world? Well, I don't think so. Like I said before, we have yet begun to even fight. If they think we fought to date, they don't know nothing. And you don't know me very well. And you don't know the Patriots very, very well. If they think that we've already spent ourselves, oh, my God, are they clueless? Well, we could use that to our favor, of course, in the chessboard of life. Hopefully, it's not the final bell for America. We want America to rise up like Rocky Balboa. Rocky, go! The American Patriots are like Rocky Balboa, the nowhere man, the underdog, the spit on, the deplorables. They've called you all that and more, and you know it. You feel it. Well, I would say they don't know us very well at all, because once we get rolling, we're not going to stop. And they surely don't know me, my audience, because we will not relent. We will not falter. We will not fail. We are strong. We're far, far more powerful than many people even know that they are. There is a great thing of people power out there in Canada. Like I told the people in the chat room tonight, and it's true, people love a happy ending. People love the movies. That is why they're out there in droves in Canada. People love to cheer on their heroes, which right now were those Canadian truckers. Giving the finger to Trudeau. We have patriots in our country that have given the finger to Biden and Harris. It is what it is at the end of the day, as I said. It's great. I support it. I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. Do I think it's going to, you know, change things in a systematic way? Yes and no. It'll It's a shot across the bow of Trudeau or Biden, but change is tough to get in policy. And history shows us that only a few ways does it ever really occur and happen in real time, in time and space. The time-space continuum, if you will. But I think it's great. People need to believe in something, and they got to have hope at the end of the day. I think it's great that people are out there cheering on the Canadian truckers. Not everyone can stay home and be depressed. That's not going to solve anything. It's good that people get out there. Canada is relearning, in my view, their patriot roots, and that's a good thing. And actually, a lot of them are acting like Americans during the Revolutionary War. They're making sandwiches for the truckers. I saw about 100 videos. They're singing hymns. They're out there on the highway cheering them on. The truckers are the backbone of Canada and the backbone of America, and they're delivering all the goods and the food to the people who need it most, and I think it's wonderful. I think it's great. And that's always a step in the right direction. That's the proper way to look at it. I wouldn't be dissing those people, and don't be looking down on them. They're trying their best with what they know. And don't forget, too, this is a process. These people need to get educated, or as they say in America, edumacated. If you go to a public school, it's called edumacated with a bonnet. And so anyway, they need to learn about these things. And for some people, this is their first step in that right direction, right? It's their first step to learn something new, to talk to fellow patriots in Canada and America, and maybe set up a social media account or a Telegram account and meet people online and read things that they've never really been exposed to before. So don't diss people or don't complain that people aren't doing this or doing that. These things take time to develop. Even the KGB officers of Soviet Russia have told you repeatedly that it takes 30, 40, sometimes 50 years to change over a country from within. It's not an overnight thing. People love push-button society, you know, microwave oven technology. Politics isn't that fast. It's a lot slower. It's like the wheels of a covered wagon, if you will. Slow, being driven by oxen, big massive oxen on the prairies of America. You might go 5 miles an hour, but eventually you're going to get there. And politics is no different. Eventually people get there. So give them time, give them space, let them have some fun, let them cheer on the truckers. And a lot of them are going to read things and learn things and go to radio shows like mine or other shows or meet people along the way that's going to change your life. And that's a great thing. Well, we get to some more calls here. Lincoln's up next. And before we get him on the phone, we're going to play this from the World War II era.
Doing really, really good.
How are you, man? What's on your mind?
Listen to the show. I love that song a lot. I've told you that a few times.
I love that song, too.
I guess the big thing on my mind, man, is like the whole trucker thing in Canada. You're not much older than me, a little older than me, but just think about how many trucker strikes we've seen in the last 10 years, whether it be the largest trucker strike ever assembled after the election, or the trucker strike before that, or the trucker strike before that, or I mean, shit. Back when George H.W. Bush was president, I remember the trucker strike about the price of gasoline because it was $4 a gallon. It was a major trucker strike. I've seen trucker strikes in Australia. I've seen them in New Zealand. I've seen farmer strikes where they line up their tractors in front of the Capitol in South Africa. I've never seen a trucker strike yet do anything, but I tell you what I have seen. I've seen the organizers get rich from their GoFundMes and their donations from things like that. I've seen a lot of these grifts that go on like that. Now, I hope it does do something positive. I just don't see it happening, and I hate to be the pessimist here. I just don't really expect to see anything positive at all.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with everything that you're saying. And what I would add to what you're saying is that what you're spot on. You're right. There's been no big political changes from these things. What I like about them is, like I was saying before, it's a step in the right direction. People at the end of the day, Lincoln, I think they got to have some hope, you know? And even though maybe it's misplaced hope, maybe hope on the right wing especially, I mean, we get bombarded all the time. And this is one of the few times that, let's say, the right wing in Canada, or at least the middle to right wing people, can have something to cheer about, you know, something to grab onto. That's what I'm saying. And from that experience, they're going to learn and talk to different people and go to different shows. And it's going to expand a lot of people's minds, you know, and that's a good thing. That's a positive thing. And that's part of the process. I mean, it's part of the political long-term process that you're talking about. And it takes a lot of time for a lot of new people that, unfortunately, they grew up under Trudeau, a communist. We have a lot of Americans who grew up under Biden and Obama, both communists. Obama especially was an avowed Marxist. And a lot of young people grew up under him for eight years. And so we have to deprogram those people, and it takes time. That's all I'm saying, you know. What are your thoughts?
Well, Trudeau, people like Trudeau, and I've never once seen Trudeau or Biden, either one, call themselves a communist. They are communists, but I've never heard themselves once call themselves a communist. I can send you video after video where they proudly admit that they're Zionists, but then again, Zionism and communism is the same thing.
Exactly. And you will never see a video. A real communist will never tell you to your face that they're a communist, because they know that's a word that will turn people off. They're, as politicians, they will use other words like, I'm a progressive, I'm this, I'm that. But they leave clues in their career. You know, Biden and Obama will say things like, well, I really admire that Marxist regime in China. Okay, they admire a Marxist regime. They'll put out little clues. Well, why do you admire it? Well, you admire it because you like the communist system and you want America to be like China, where you have total control over us. So then they draft legislation over in America, and they won't call it, the new communist agenda. They'll say it's the new infrastructure bill. You know, they always make it sound nice, right? So the middle class will buy into it. But, yeah, a real avowed communist, they'll never tell you who they really are. But I'm telling you, if you watch what they do, you will know. They will always reveal themselves to you if you watch closely enough. They will. And they will leak it out.
And by the way.
Because,
Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
I'm done. Go ahead, man.
Oh, back to the trucker thing, man. Like, you know, you and Kat, you know, had the, you know, had the word hopium. I like that word, but I use a different word normally. The word I use is similar to that. I use the word copium because it's a way for the right wing, the conservative, you know, to cope with things. It's their coping mechanism that we sure showed them once it ran over. Like they literally just get ran over, you know, by a truck. Like they just got ran over by a truck, honestly. But they cope with that by getting run over. They cope with that by saying, we sure showed them. We held a sign. So you talk about hopium, I call it copium, which is a coping mechanism. It's how they cope with getting their asses kicked. We sure showed them.
I love that. I've already written it up in the chat room here. Hopium versus copium. That's a great one, man. I like that. yeah, it really is true. These governments have a dark agenda. We know what it is. We know it's depopulation. We know they're doing a controlled demolition of Canada and America and all the other Western countries. We know they have went to Marxist communist schools, a lot of these newer leaders like Ardern and Trudeau, like I mentioned, and others. They have studied how to implode their economy slowly, ever so slowly and gradually. They don't want it to be obvious. They want to be able to blame somebody else for it, but they're setting up their countries for failure. Trudeau is an avowed communist. Our Barack Hussein Obama has got so much dirty baggage around him. All the documents, for example, from his administration, many of them are still classified. You know, 8 years later almost, not 8 years, but, you know, he was out in 2016. But, I mean, almost 6 years, still classified. We can't read about the Obama administration and how corrupt it was and what he hid from us. I mean, these guys have already got it on the books, executive orders in Canada and America, of what they plan on doing, you know? And it's terrible. But go ahead, Lincoln. I think you had some more points to make.
Along that topic, if all the Obama and the corruption all the corrupt bullshit that Obama got away with, I guess if that's the case, then I guess Trump was a much bigger failure than people want to realize because he could have declassified this stuff and chose not to.
Right.
If you want to go down that route, then Trump was even a bigger failure. And on that note, I love when I get these, like, scam, these bullshit text messages like, oh, I don't ever get the ones you're talking about. I just get constant bombarded with text messages from the RNC or the Trump 2024 campaign, and it's always just begging for money, and I love them because I get to tell them why I will never vote for their Zionist agenda again.
Right. Well, yeah, those things are going around, but what they really want is they want to know your handle, your moniker, if you will, your avatar on social media to be able to track you. And that seems to be what they want. They want to know who's talking behind the curtain, so to speak, you know? But look, there's always nefarious groups. Yeah. They've asked me, like, what's your social media accounts and where do you go and what do you type under, you know? Because most people don't use their real name for obvious reasons, you know?
Yeah, I got that one time. I got the one thing one time and I responded back and said, my name is Von Wehunt. I'm kidding.
Awesome.
I'm kidding.
She is charged. Funny, man. That's awesome. I hope it was good. I know it was if it came from you. I'll take full credit for that.
No, man, I wouldn't throw you in the bus like that. I was completely kidding, man. I don't ever get those phishing things. I just get the RNC begging for money or Trump or Don Jr.
Me too.
Tell me that I should donate now. I should donate now for school choice, and I'm like, why would I want school choice? Why would I? You want me to donate to right. school of choice so my kid can have even more Africans in his school? No, I'm good.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, I don't donate to any of those things. I've never given Trump a dollar. I voted for him twice, but I've never given the man a dollar because, to me, I don't give money to billionaires, you know, and that's just my own personal thing. Now, I can see why people do. I can see why people did, and I support people that make those personal decisions. Just for me, no, he's got enough money. And he even said he was going to fund his own campaign. So I took the man at his word. If you say you're going to fund it,
did he fund his own
fund
campaign?
It. No.
Did he do that?
Well, he did with he did with plenty of donations, you know. But he did spend a lot of his own money. To Trump's credit, he did spend a lot of his own money. But again, he did a lot of good things, but when he really had the power, my thing to what Trump is, stop talking about 2024. We're still looking at 2016 to 2020. When you had the power, when you were in the Oval Office, no BS, what did you do or fail to do? Did you release all of Obama's classified papers? No. Did you arrest anybody? No. Did you clean the swamp? No. Now, to Trump's credit, he'll say, I was distracted by impeachment, and I realized the swamp was 10 times bigger than I thought it was, and that's probably all true. But, and I'm very fair about it, but my thing is, Trump, to me, is a symptom of a bigger problem. The conservatives and the Republicrats always say they're going to do all these big, big things, right? When they get the power, they don't do it. They fail to act. And that is my problem. They fail to take initiative. But now, the converse is true. When the Democrats get power, they go full tilt, baby. They go and do all the things they said they were going to do, and they get vicious about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
And they're totally different. Go ahead, man.
Oh, back on the trucker thing. You and Kat were talking about grifting. Do you remember that movement
yeah.
that I didn't do it myself, but a lot of coworkers did. Do you remember that movement? Speaking of the wall, which didn't get built, what 200 miles of wall, if you want to call it a wall.
Mm-hmm.
The skinny ones can fit through it. The other ones climb over it, and it's only 200 miles. Just go around the damn thing. Speaking of the wall, do you remember that probably the biggest grift I've ever seen? Do you remember the thing called We'll Build It, and they asked for money because, you know, we're gonna pay for and build the wall ourselves.
Right.
And they
I remember that. Mm-hmm.
Remember they were 17, which I could say 6 trillion, but they actually raised like, you know, 6 trillion times three. Fun building that wall, and then they ended up building like 3 miles of wall before it was shut down in court because private citizens can't just go building walls on other people's land, you know.
Right.
So the whole thing was shut down. The wall was taken down, and donate to me, trust me, because I'm a veteran. That guy ended up walking away with like $15-16 million after legal fees. But we're
mm-hmm.
supposed to trust him because he's a veteran. He's going to build this wall. Well, that's the whole thing's fucking stupid. A private citizen can't – some guy just can't come build a wall on my property because he wants to. Of course it was going to get shut down. The whole thing was nothing but a gigantic money grab. And he made millions of dollars selling this bullshit idea to conservatives. And the whole thing was crazy. And
mm-hmm.
no one batted an
mm-hmm.
eye.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know. And those people are out there. And they're going to take advantage of these political situations. And a guy could do that today. People don't remember anything in America. They could do it today and probably get tons of donations. You know? It's amazing. But Lincoln, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. We will talk
hey,
to you again
fun.
Soon, and I will see you on Telegram.
Go ahead, man.
Well, yeah, I had to do this group. I have a new group that Kat and myself have put together on Telegram. It's for people that are kind of sick of, like, the conservative liberal back and forth, the bullshit road to nowhere.
Yeah.
We focus mostly on our identity. It's called the White Identity Network. You can just, it's public. You can search for it on Telegram. It's a project that Kat and I are working on together. I don't know if you know this or not, but I already added you to it. So feel free to pop in anytime you want, brother.
I'll check it out. I will check it out, man. I've been slammed lately with tons of stuff at night and this and that. So long story, but I will get to that, man. Awesome. Thank you, Lincoln. Have a great night, man.
Hail
Appreciate you.
Hail victory, brother.
Hail victory. Damn right. Great call from Lincoln there. In our last show, we had a great caller from West Virginia and a new caller. And we talked about many, many points. I want to go over those and kind of reiterate those tonight to you. Let me tell you this from my perspective, from the Von Wehunt perspective, from my ivory tower in my mountain stronghold up high, looking down on the carnage below, does getting arrested, incarcerated, or ending up dead move the ball forward, America? That's a rhetorical question for you all to answer yourselves. Does it move the political ball for us? Does it move it ahead? No, it does not. We will talk about the cautionary tales that I bring up on my show that are out there. As I have told you before, there are two sets of the rule of law in America, one for the Democrats and one for the right wing and or Republicans and or MAGA Trump supporters, et cetera, et cetera. The Democrats can riot and they can burn down their cities and kill people if they want, or maim them or shank them, like on a prison yard. That's not called ever an insurrection. Remember that. Even though the Democrats are armed, blue coast, bi-curious cities. Now, remember what I have told you, that if you are arrested or dead, you are of no use to us in any political movement. You are of no use to the right wing, as we need all hands on deck. We need all of you to move forward and be happy in life, etc. Now, back in 1776, during the American Revolution, my thoughts are this, or let's even say War of 1812, or even the Civil War, or World War I, whatever. Imagine, if you will, if everyone screamed fed at anyone who took action and organized or mobilized back in that time frame. Can you imagine the 13 colonies? They're starting to make the Continental Army, and they say, you're a fed. You're ripped, and you're in shape, and I think you're a fed, because you're getting an army together. And that, I mean, come on. You can't rule your life or run your life if you think everybody around you is a fed. Now, having said that, you want to be healthy, strong, and wise. You want to vet those around you, because we will talk about the cautionary tales that have befallen America and the trap of January the 6th, 2021. I told you all that was a setup, and my listeners did not go there, thank God. Now, some people that listen to the show for the first time, maybe Johnny come latelys to the show. We've been talking about these cautionary tales for years. Many of my listeners have been with me since 2015, when the show was first launched here in Phoenix. And they know that we have talked at length about preparation, about meeting up in real time with your vetted friends and associates, about organizing if you want to. Being political, just meeting people and getting together. I've always said make those strong local alliances. Yes, we encourage that. But just be careful out there is my point. Understand that the men and the laws, and there's very many now, nefarious groups that are online 24/7, they are dead set against you getting the upper hand politically or economically, culturally, or financially in America with a K. Now, LARPing was brought up in that last phone call of last week. LARPing, for those of you who don't know, is when someone is pretending to be something they're not. It can involve lying, let's say, on social media, internet, or lying in real life. It's often used in a very derogatory sense. LARPing, or the word LARP, means live action role play. And when you say that someone is LARPing, you're not talking about the literal game. You are saying that they are role-playing in their actual real life. Maybe pretending to be rich, pretending to know about a topic, pretending to have a certain lifestyle, whatever. It's live-action role-playing is what LARPing means. So it's good to know these things as we go forward. And also there's a acronym of RPG, stands for role-playing game. LARPing's got all the elements of a video game because you assume the role of a character. You reside in a fictional setting, and you work to achieve a goal with other players in the game. The game masters determine the rules and premise of the entire game before it even begins. They may even step in to get the game back on track. Well, that's what LARPing is. So I wanted to go over that for some of our great listeners. And when you're in your town tonight, let's hope it doesn't sound as dangerous as this.
Stumbling around in the dark. State your business or prepare to get winged.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do and to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
That always makes me crack up when I hear that. Let's get the Irish parrot on. Let's see if he's available. Let's see if he took care of the technical wizardry on his phone. Mr. Pirate, are you there tonight?
Yes, I am.
Have we reached you? How are you doing tonight, man?
We can only hope so. I'm doing pretty well, considering I had some strange things happen during the week. One of my rivals actually wanted to pay $100 to have me teach one of his chess classes. I thought that was truly unique. I consider that a mission of victory. But
nice.
I obviously didn't do it. I had my own class that day, and it makes sense if you're going to teach one day a week to do it on the same, you know, we all do it on the same day. So it's, you know, mm-hmm. unless something out there gets more revved up, that's not going to happen. As far as me being hit up on emails and things like that, it would help if I ever had a Facebook account or ever had a Spotify account. I mean, ever. I mean, if you just leave that stuff alone, it's amazing.
Right.
They don't bother you. Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
I do like the local, you know, getting together with people and talking about things like that. That works out pretty well. And I will admit, I morbidly enjoy having a conversation with people that you meet, like, at a grocery store that are completely nuts. One lady actually believed in reincarnation, which I really don't, but I was more interested in how she could believe in reincarnation. In other words, if you're going to believe, I mean, have a purpose for it, and, you know, at least have a I guess you'd call it apologetics for it. But
right.
Instead, it's like I hear voices in my head. It's like, how do you authenticate them? I'm curious. You know,
right.
Talking into my head, I figure that's because you're too scared to talk to me in person. So anyway, I enjoy conversations with people like that because, you know, once they start getting truly ethereal over things that are kind of really hard to stretch together, then you know that the issue is they don't want to face reality. They don't want to face logic. They don't want to face responsibility, and that's okay. Do your own thing. Joe Biden's definitely got a program for you to fit into that includes very close rubber walls and, you know, and pretty soon after you've taken enough shots and they figured out that you've given yourself completely over, you'll never know what kind of oblivion you actually found yourself in the second time around. But unfortunately, the people that
right.
they're really after are people like you and I that all we want is our independence. And that's how I explained that when I told my kids, you know, I was offered $100 today not to teach this class. It's like you can see my reaction already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I said I'm not independently wealthy. I'm just independent. And that's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And I will always have my original thought, my original ideas, you know, whatever they might be, subject to change, of course. If somebody could just show me the authentication, if you will, the real deal that makes me better off going in another direction, I'm open to it, thinking about it for a very long period of time. And I think that's what makes me the enemy of the Democratic Party of the United States. Because I do think about what happens if we adopt this ridiculous policy or putting this one person who's been lying all this time saying, I've got all your best interests in mind. The answer is not as well as I do. You've only been doing it for 42 seconds. So the
mm-hmm.
problem we have is a disconnect. A disconnect in, and we saw this in, like, when Wikipedia said all of a sudden, and I brought it up on this show, that we're going into a post-truth, post-human, post-just-about-everything world, which means that anybody can make anything up. And we said, we don't believe in that. Well, they're still trying to implement it. And that, for
right.
example, I loved having Kat on because the most common length they said was that it was 70 kilometers of truckers. They primarily started
mm-hmm.
from British Columbia, Alberta, and Saskatchewan and made a long drive. And that's usually, especially the further central in Canada you go, those are usually the more conservative Canadians. And they have nothing to say. And, of course, Trudeau, in his infinite wisdom, ran and hid like a good little
communist
should. I mean, literally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his butt is probably sticking up somewhere for somebody to put an arrow into it.
Mm-hmm.
And he did try to say that these people, their values are illegitimate, basically. I mean, literally, he didn't
mm-hmm.
have anything else to say. And then he ran. If the values were illegitimate, you wouldn't be afraid of them, Mr. Trudeau. So
right.
I find that fascinating. At least Joe Biden will not call your values illegitimate. He's going to have to use some sort of a name, you know, some because it's perfectly okay, at least still for now, in America to be independent, to be thoughtful of others.
Biden calls middle America domestic terrorists. That's the phraseology that he uses.
Yes.
If you're in the suburbs, and if you're a white, gun-toting, heterosexual guy, damn you, you're a domestic terrorist. And two or three or more white people talking in America now, they call that a conspiracy. And those are the facts.
Subject
That's how I see
all
it.
All the words, all the labels, subject to change, all that within 2 seconds once they find out that what they're doing doesn't work. But all over the world right now, the mask mandates are dropping. They're dropping,
mm-hmm.
they're dropping like pants in a nudist colony. And the problem is... They're just going to be running over to something else. They've decided right now that it's going to be this weird thing called climate change that nobody understands either. I mean, I don't even think there ever was a virus. And now it wouldn't surprise me once we figure out there isn't any so-called climate change. Climate, of course, by definition, at least right now, subject when they change it, it takes about 30 years to establish. So they can't say that we've been doing the wrong thing for 30 years for 1 year. I mean, it doesn't work that way. And
right.
That's assuming that in 30 years, you know, there was a definite change. I remember, I think I brought it up once on this show, that somebody actually saw a hole in the ozone layer in 1956, and he waited around for 3 hours so it would cover up because that's what he expected. So the ability to get you to
right.
change your mind, yeah, to where you'll believe something that's completely out of whack, like, unless I wear a mask, somebody else isn't protected. This me put up an umbrella to keep somebody else dry doesn't make any sense at all.
That is the most insane logic ever.
Right.
We have to keep our community safe, Irish.
Yeah, it's going to be one insane logic after another. Just whatever they can get somebody to believe. People just want somehow, they think if they get harassed by your local mask militia, that if I give into this and just do what they tell me, that I'll be left alone. And the answer is no, that puts you in the middle of being told what else to do. It's a big
right.
problem. So I worry very much about people not understanding that when someone comes to you and has to tell you that they're telling you that the election was 100% legitimate, there is no fraudulent anything, nobody cheated whatsoever.
Yes, 110% legitimate, not one smidgen of any fraud in that election, Irish. That's the big lie from the media.
And they'll tell
that's what they say.
It has to be true because Biden won. It has to be true because
it has
Biden
to be
won.
True. Yes.
And so, yeah, the
yes.
moment you actually say, I don't know about you, but there's evidences of all kinds of attempts to rig
how dare you? How dare you, they'll say. You're
yeah,
a terrorist. Political terrorist.
For this show, my favorite was the book Vote Scam, The Stealing of America, which was written about the elections in 1970 in Florida.
Yeah, they were all bad.
And all I'm saying
this
is...
This has been going on for decades, man, for decades.
Well, and I...
It's nothing new.
When I got here, when I had the time, I actually worked the elections for the longest time. Unfortunately, that number one day
mm-hmm.
to teach chess is Tuesday, and eventually I just couldn't
mm-hmm.
take those Tuesdays off. They were too important to me. But and there were some other outlying interests, such as the people that would pay me were starting to fall into line with the troubles that I was having earlier with third parties that, you know, decided to run my life, you know, such as if you were paying child support or have a student loan or something like that, that there are certain entities out there, like if you work for municipalities or something, they listen to everything they all say. Good example
mm-hmm.
of that. One time, Arizona told me that I needed to get a new picture for my driver's license. Scam, right? But I decided, what the heck,
right.
it doesn't cost much, and if I come up there and we have some sort of an argument, I leave in a huff, then that might even be better. So I went up there, and the first thing they tried to do is tell me, oh, by the way, when you get your new license, we want you to put your fingerprint information and stuff on. Well, like, isn't that unconstitutional? Oh, we're not allowed to talk about that. It's like, well, then you're not allowed to ask me. So then they said, okay,
that's
we're
right.
going to take your picture now. And then they looked in the computer, and the computer says, this is funny. Your driver's license is in Arizona is right now on hold. I said, on hold? You mean I can't get another one? They said, no. I said, what's in there? Tell me, please. And they said, oh, there's five entries from the state of California that said they owe you like $10 each. You know, something like that, some ridiculous amount. And I said, when were those put in? They said 2010. I said, you realize that was, I think it was 8 years ago at the time. Maybe, you know, maybe more, 10
yeah.
years ago at the time. And I'm going like, why are you honoring? I mean, first of all, my California driver's license expired, I think, in 2006 because I don't, you know, I've been out of the state for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then certainly I didn't re-up it and they didn't honor it. Right? But after that date, they went ahead and threw a bunch of stuff on there. And where I'm tying this together is this is all about control. They just want you to believe that something like that exists. So I did talk to my friend who's
right.
a lawyer, and he said, don't mail them anything. What you should do is jump in your car personally, go to the nearest California DMV, which is Blythe, and give them the money they want, and then notice and see if it ever clears. And that's so I did that, and
right.
no one has ever bothered me again for anything. It was if
Good.
That's all I had to do is give up some money to be left alone, it was definitely worth it. And the trip to Blythe wasn't that
Absolutely.
Bad. I made a couple of friends. Yeah. And people don't want to have that kind of independence to be able to manage their own life and lifestyle. And I find that to be sad. This is 2022. You've got more technological advancements around you that could be helping you. Granted, most of them are trying to trap you. But they, you know, this phone, I'm sure, is spying on me. But I'm talking to the Von Wehunt Show. So you didn't get me on that one.
That's right.
You couldn't block that from
so
me.
So back off. Right.
Yeah,
Irish,
yeah,
great talking to you, man. We're up against the clock here. So have a great
yeah,
night. We'll
more.
Talk again
well,
soon.
I'll give you one more. This is very important. Dan
yeah.
Bongino just got kicked off of YouTube. But that was, of course,
I heard about
after
that.
He had already gotten onto Rumble, signed on as a major partner, and then deliberately made them kick him off. I don't know if they realize this, but they're going to make him a multimillionaire. I think it's hilarious.
That's right. It
so
is.
Go
it is.
And of course, he went public option on his Rumble stock and whatever. That means he's going to turn around and screw all the people that are on it. But he's going to make a lot of money in the meantime. So I say you deserve the money, Dan. Treat your people right now if you can. If not, you're going to be just like the rest of them. That's all I have to say about that.
Good point. That's a great way to end it. Irish, thank you, man. Have a great night. We appreciate you,
Always
man.
It's fun to let it fly on this show. Peace out.
Yes. Yes. And get those fun packs to me when you get a chance. I know you're busy, but we're counting on you, man.
You got a lot of them on there. I got to sort through them and figure out which ones I want to do first.
Nice. Nice. I sent you some that I want to get right away, but sort them out. We'll go from there. Awesome, man.
Oh, yeah. Going to do it.
Have a great night. Thanks, Irish. Irish Bard, folks. Calling from somewhere mysterious in Phoenix. Well, I would say this. Throughout history, political leaders have sent their countries to war when their popularity waned at home. This is not a once or twice thing. It is very common. So keep your eyes on this Russia business. These political elites would send your sons to die for their poll numbers and without hesitation. Never forget that. They want your kids coming back in black body bags. And that is very typical of the corrupt Democrats. The Russians are about to invade Ukraine. The Chinese are testing their hypersonic missiles that could deliver a nuclear warhead to our shores in minutes. Our borders are being overrun by COVID-carrying Latino gangs and drug peddlers. And what are our federal security forces focused on right now? They're focused on transgender bathrooms, finding imaginary extremists at a mask protest rally so that they can use their presence to invalidate sincere concerns from millions of Americans. They're using their wares at rogue federal agencies to find, quote, domestic terrorists in the suburbs of America who are quietly barbecuing with their family, trying to enjoy life. Are there bad actors out there in America? You bet your ass there are. But they're not anywhere near the numbers that Biden and his regime want you to believe. Biden is the most warmongering, arrogant, and vicious president
we have ever had in this country. He is anti-American, and he hates the people in the flyover country. That is a fact. Well, we have so much more news to talk to you about. Until our next show, we love you all. We all wish you to have a great night, a safe night. We want our country to do well. Be lawful. Be safe. Don't do anything crazy. Take care of your family, your friends, your associates, your loved ones. We will sound off tonight from my mountain stronghold to the world and to the nation. You've been listening to The Von Wien Show. Infamous, rogue, and legendary. Good night.